The Greatest Reward by End Politicians, April 18, 2024, Philosophy. To tear it down all the while building it up, but a necessarily constructive effort, in passing, through and through, crossed over, fully aware that there is no going back, straight forwards encircled elevating advancement. To reach that point, heightened desolation, scarcity surrounding, scanning the scene, non-adjoining. Being leaps and bounds from existing, above from below, blown away, one must have left to foundationally arrive, etheric swirls planted immovably, profusely, indefinitely escaping those past dying days unquestionably, once taken but now only remittable upon the given, giving for the taking. Does one absorb, or but yet incapable, barring convulsively densified searching? The power of one, remunerable in the numerable stacking, ever higher, jutting, the depths reverberate, penetrative totality, gravity arrives in a freeing entrapment from whence the other came. Shredding and shedding. The greatest reward. So as to what is said and done, look not too long, for the shallows have a way of dragging one down, misconstrued, as meaningful resolution walks intently harboring the paths of exaltation destined in fortunate nature to be grasped steadily in a fate befalling none other than those to have reason resolutely impermeable, steadfast adoption but a derivative compelled by understanding nature, ingrained formative, leading one closer evermore to where it is that all have the ability to transcend in the choosing, if so hooked in compulsion, a searing belonging illuminating a path not followed but a trail in the making, laid enthusiastically for another to hone in magnificently befitting oneself, wherein the enlightening transformation spelling out what it is that one day perhaps our universal beam will read to strike their current balance of unworldly encirclement, in the process uplifting of another as such would surely become the greatest reward. The greatest reward is to put out those feelers, tenderly speaking of course, in hearing that is, for after all there is but an endless abundance to sight and a tactility sensory perception of cognitive ingestive tasteful fulfillment pleasuring rooted in reality, an objective breakdown in a necessitative fixing up, psyche-wise, to say the least, from whence which makes one capable in a burgeoning ecosystem of wrought stunted adoringly of underdevelopment, but a shorn field for the taking, collective and complained. Wasted time being but a spurious imitative failure truly unbeknownst to a true one of resplendent absorption entangled not mercilessly within something which is inconceivable in a blinded nature so unnatural to that of even such puzzlement in societal planting. The greatest reward. To which is to when, if ever so be the choosing. Clearly a spring eternal, replenished invariably. Filtration of impurity trickles forth to where it is such needs to be, destined, coursing, least resistance is but not a thought, still instilled, meditatively ingrained, eternal, obfuscation defied, inversely delightful and juxtaposed damnation. Deified trough, turbidity of stupidity, drunk for and of the taking, unquestioned friendship runs its course, meandering pointless, harboring stagnation in the waiting. Predatorily pounced, ill in the winds, assuring ripple for full effect, now grounded upon the mire, incognizant wallowing, non-reflecting genius in the taking leads unsuspecting casualties forth in consumptive nature, overpoweringly subdued, cultural indoctrination claims its dues, a spent relic, so intricately woven into the tattered fabric of deceit. Prying eyes, it may be fair to say, might very well lead to an unsightly gouging if such a beholder invariably chooses to enact, in no other terms than to which, as, invariably, in not so much fulfilling technological Luddite incineration, heaped upon the uninvited beholden, an age-old retribution, in, shall one say, layman's terms, to, unequivocally, fight fire with water, dousing, extinguishably speaking, in typed reflection, the faces of which have, apart from the likes of a vetted and homegrown organizational encompassment and varying geographical location syndicates, along with accompanying heralding sorcerer, in highly definable exactness, shall one say, not earned the privilege to whence it is to which they so, in sloppy butchered cleaving, hacked mercilessly asunder a cannibalized self-control of which could be, but, the greatest reward, in waiting, so absorbed realistically of any intruse or understanding prowess, the age-old adage of any truly arrived and enlightened individual not needing to hear the universe calmly whispering, just because one can does not mean one should, wherein such doing, has left, but aforementioned beholder the glorious opportunity, to resplendently utter, in masterfully choreographed philosophical waxing, passant deviant troglodytes go fuck yourselves you fucking dicks, and get a fucking life while you're A-T-I-T. But a harmonious vessel drowning in a sea of pretentious and predatory nincompoops. Could the greatest reward be a self-torpedoed confetti scuttle surpassing the endless shallows to peacefully rest in the tranquil depths of scarcity?